Red Eye is 3 hours of alternative politics and culture, broadcast live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver, Canada. Here's Lorraine Chisholm.
A recent report by the OECD blasted Canada's current patchwork of childcare, which often provides little more than babysitting. They found Canadian childcare woefully inadequate, all the way from standards to funding. In October, the federal government promised $5 billion to create new childcare spaces over the next 5 years. Federal, provincial, and territorial ministers have now agreed to work on a pan-Canadian childcare program. Childcare advocates say now is the time to pressure governments to build a publicly funded, quality, nonprofit system. Sharon Gregson is a mother with 4 children who is active in the Coalition of Childcare Advocates of British Columbia and is a BC rep to the Childcare Advocacy Association of Canada. And Sharon's here with me this morning. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Lorraine. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, the federal government has promised money for new childcare program in its throne speech last fall. Where's that process of planning a childcare system at right now?
Well, the promises are sitting squarely on the shoulder of Minister Ken Dryden, the ex-hockey player, and he is the Minister of Social Development federally. And he is the one who is continually making the promises that it's not a matter of if Canada's going to have a national childcare system, it's just a matter of when. So, of course, we across the country are pressuring him to follow through on his personal commitments and the commitments that have been made by Paul Martin during his election.
So we're kind of seeing we're at an opportune moment here, because I know that women have really been advocating for a long time for a child care system. So this seems to be kind of like a particular point in time where we need to kind of get our act together and push the politicians.
We have had promises before from successive regimes in Ottawa of different political stripes. The promises have been made for the last 20, 30 years. And we're at a pivotal moment now. If Canada doesn't do it now, when the heck are we ever going to do it? You know, our women are in the workforce. Women contribute over $25 billion a year into our economy, and women are demanding the services that their families need.
Now, I understand that Quebec is being seen as way ahead of the rest of Canada on daycare, and that they may be used as a model, or we can look to them for a model for creating good daycare systems. What's been developed there?
Well, Quebec is by far and away a leader in North America of providing publicly funded childcare, and there are many people who work in the Ottawa area who deliberately live in Hull so that they can access the Quebec system. So they, in 1996, worked toward a whole policy around supporting families, and the childcare system was just part of that. And they introduced the $5 a day childcare that started with children who were 4, and then worked down to 3-year-olds, and got year by year applied to more and more children. So not only did they make the system affordable for parents, but importantly, they also invested in wages for staff, because, as you've mentioned, the OECD talked about our inadequate funding and inadequate standards, but we're never going to be able to enforce quality if we don't fund the system adequately, and that's about lowering fees and improving wages and supporting infrastructure.
Do you have any thoughts about what might be behind the progress in Quebec, why it happened there and it hasn't happened in the rest of Canada?
Well, they perhaps have a different emphasis on supporting families. They had some very key women in government at the time who were had been long-term childcare advocates and who had a power base to make that happen. And I think a different sensibility around supporting families.
Okay, so over on this side of the country, I think Manitoba is also shown some leadership. What's happening there?
Yes, in Manitoba, with an NDP government, they have been able to push the childcare agenda forward. They have worked to keep fees as affordable as they can in their province, and also supporting a decent wage structure. So they, again, have a government who is prepared to invest funds and show political will to make this a reality, as it, many other countries around the world do. North America is woefully inadequate in the way that we deal with working women and children who should be able to receive early childhood education. All the research is there. We know that quality childcare is good for children. We know that it works for school readiness. We know that it's great for early intervention. We know it supports women and families. And yet we haven't had the political will nationally to actually create a system here until now.
And we hope that that's going to happen. What would a good quality child care system look like? What are the important elements, components of that?
Right. Well, the feds and the provinces have agreed to four principles. They did that at the end of last year. And those are the principles that Paul Martin campaigned on, and I would say was elected to fulfill those promises. So it's the quad principles of quality, universality, accessibility, developmentally appropriate, and I would add inclusive, so that we have a system that developmentally, from a quality point of view, meets the needs of the children that it serves, a system that is affordable for parents, and no matter where you live, you can access services, and a system that pays staff the amount of training that they have, because we do believe training is important, and gives them the wages and benefits that are commensurate with the level of responsibility of working with families to raise our children. So we need all those pieces in order to create a system that is going to support our families and serve our children well.
Now, what you seem to be describing here contrasts with some of the things that we've seen in the States, big box child care. What does that mean, and what's the concern there?
The concern is that once the federal government decides to put significantly more funding on the table to fund childcare, that big box operators, the big commercial chains, Kitty Depots, R Us kind of thing, will come up from the States, will move from Australia, and will want to start accessing those government subsidies, but only provide the lowest denominator of care, because childcare is not a profitable enterprise if it's done well. You can't pay staff what they're worth and keep fees affordable and make money. Something has to give. And we think the experiences in other countries that when you have commercial enterprises, that it's the corners that are cut around quality that make a difference. So we are advocating that all the expansion dollars that the federal government is about to put on the table, expansion dollars go into the not-for-profit sector. So we fully appreciate and support and honor the current caregivers, whether they're private or not-for-profit, whether they're family childcare or group childcare, but we say expansion dollars need to go into the not-for-profit sector.
And how would a system like that, a publicly funded system like that, when you would say that system should be publicly accountable, what would that mean?
It means we have to have licensing standards that are enforced so that quality is maintained. It means that people are audited for the government money that they receive and have to show that it's spent on wages and lowering fees and creating infrastructure. It means that we want money spent to reinvest in the system, not to reimburse shareholders.
Now, the Liberal government in BC is they're very fond of talking about their commitment to children and families. What's been happening here with childcare?
Well, it's been a sad 3 years for childcare providers and parents in this province. In 2001, in the last days of the NDP government, they created something called Childcare BC, which worked well for parents. It lowered fees and invested in wages. When the Liberals were elected, they did away with that system. They then made it more difficult for parents to qualify for low-income subsidies. They reduced the amount of operating grant dollars that providers could apply for. And generally, the climate became more difficult to deliver quality services in. Programs closed, particularly in the heartland, as it's like to be called, and parents left the regulated, licensed system in favor of underground care because it was cheaper. Now that we're about to have another election, the Liberals seem to be reinvesting in childcare. And that's, of course, good news. We're glad to see a renewed commitment. But the children who have lost the last 3 years of quality early childhood development services are not going to get those back. So what we've seen is provincial funding cuts in the face of new federal dollars coming to our province. So it has been dismal here.
Where do you think that pressure needs to happen in BC? What do you think needs to happen? Is it going to get on this issue? Going to get on the election radar for the provincial election coming up?
I would say that childcare is now on the radar. There's a level of understanding in BC and across the country, A, that women need access to childcare services, and B, that childcare and other early learning and child development services are good for children. And so we have a massive national campaign happening right now to pressure the provincial minister, in our case, Minister Stan Hagen, Minister of Children and Family Development, and the federal minister, Ken Dryden, making them aware that Canadians want and need them and expect them to follow through on their promises to create this system.
And is there any special kind of dynamic that you think needs to happen for BC to plug into those dollars and to be able to kind of access those dollars for childcare and start to see a bit of a reconstruction here and there?
Well, our worry is that new federal dollars will start to flow, and it'll be a significant amount. BC will be receiving over $100 million more dollars to put towards a childcare system. And our worry here is that it'll be invested in the unregulated or unlicensed sector. And so our push is to make sure that dollars are spent on licensed childcare. And we do have to work very hard to hold our province accountable for that massive amount of federal funding.
What do you think that people can do to get involved with this issue and really start to kind of put pressure on? Because I mean, I think we're really in the time where this needs to happen. How can people best use their energies?
People can go to the Coalition of Child Care Advocates website. There's links there to send letters to Ken Dryden and to Minister Stan Hagen. Send Stan Hagen an email. Send Ken Dryden an email. Tell them that childcare is an issue that you care about and expect them to fund appropriately. It doesn't matter if you're a parent who actually uses childcare. We have many grandparents who are on board with this issue. We have people who don't have children at all but recognize that we need a healthy society and a healthy workforce in the future to pay for the services that we all depend on. So I would say take the time, send an email, send a letter. Do something to make your voice heard on this issue.
Well, Sharon, thanks very much for joining me this morning, and we'll be following this issue closely and looking at other aspects of it as well. So thanks for coming in.
Entirely my pleasure. Thanks for highlighting this important issue.
Sharon Gregson is with the Coalition of Child Care Advocates of British Columbia and the Child Care Advocacy Association of Canada, and Sharon's here. She is here with me. She's been here with me this morning. This links to both of these organizations and information and actions on this issue can be found at www.buildchildcare.ca.
You've been listening to a program produced by Red Eye, an alternative media collective which broadcasts every Saturday morning from 9 until noon on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM. In Vancouver, Canada.